62 days after his arrest, the Supreme Court grants bail to P. Chidambaram in the INX Media case, says he has cooperated with the probe. However, he will continue to be in the Enforcement Directorate's custody until the 24th of October. In a letter to the stock exchanges, Infosys says their CEO and CFO have been recused from the company's internal probe as allegations were generalized. Whistleblowers have accused the CEO of leading efforts to shore up profits through irregular accounting. By Jan 2020, the government will form new rules to regulate hate speech and fake news. The government says it has no intention to invade citizens' privacy, but that this has to be balanced with national interest. Calling India's bank crisis critical and frightening, Nobel laureate Abhijit Banerjee says the government's stake in banks should be reduced to less than 50%. Banks should not be forced to go on lending till they collapse. A massive manhunt underway for the killers of a Hindu leader in UP. The Lucknow police released posters promising 2.5 lakh rupees reward for information. We haven't abandoned you or fled India. Spiritual guru Amma Bhagwan tells his devotees in a recorded message after IT officials claim 44 crore rupees and over 80 kgs of gold were recovered from his ashrams. Former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram has been granted bail by the Supreme Court in the INX Media corruption case. This is for the CBI case. But he won't be released right now as he remains in the custody of the Enforcement Directorate. The Supreme Court today rejecting the centre's reasons to keep him in jail. The reasons that had been given were that he was a flight risk, and the court said he had shown no tendency to flee. It also said there was no material to show that Chidambaram tried to influence witnesses and observed that he had cooperated with the probe agency. The court said the charge sheet had been filed and therefore Mr. Chidambaram was entitled to bail. Now remember, this comes 62 days after his arrest, and for the moment though, he is going to continue to be in the Enforcement Directorate's custody. Abhijit Banerjee, winner of the 2019 Economics Nobel, called on Prime Minister Modi today, who tweeted a photograph of that meeting and also tweeted about it, saying India is proud of his accomplishments. The meeting took place in the backdrop of a huge debate spurred by the economist's critique of the government's policies, as well as rejoinders from leaders like Union Minister Piyush Goyal. Well, the Prime Minister seemed to put the controversy at rest today when he said, excellent meeting with Nobel laureate Abhijit Banerjee. His passion towards human empowerment is clearly visible. We had a healthy and extensive interaction on various subjects. India is proud of his accomplishments, wishing him the very best for his future endeavours. Let's move on. The Infosys stock tanking over 14% in morning trade today. This after the US-listed share fell sharply following whistleblower complaints of unethical practices in the organization. Anonymous employees have accused the Infosys CEO of bypassing reviews and approvals of large deals and talked about irregular accounting. Letter writers who signed off as ethical employees say that the fraud went on for several quarters. Well, today the company has written a letter on the whistleblower complaint, and it has told the stock exchanges that the CEO and the CFO have been recused from the investigation because the allegations against them were very generalized. And it also says that the company will be probing these allegations in accordance with its whistleblower policy.